To another SGR coffee break. This will be the shortest coffee break ever because Carrie's having a rough day and just hates everything. So with that, we're out. Peace.
Well, it's not that bad.
What you are saying, Mocha is your only friend.
It is my only friend. So he's not letting me down today.
Well, it better not have. According to you, they had to fucking go harvest the beans then roast them.
Oh, God. I was actually in the drive-thru for 15 minutes.
Well, that's, you know.
I answered a lot of emails. So at least I was kind of productive.
Can't even get coffee.
Nope.
Can't get coffee. CMS crashes on you. Fucking Google loses all your presets. You know what? You should probably find a nice little shelter, close the door, and just hole up in it for the rest of the day. Because it is October 7th, so apparently the world's going to end at some point, and apparently your world is falling apart.
Yeah, I saw your Facebook post. I guess I missed this new declaration of the world coming to an end.
Yeah, it just came out yesterday. Some church group out east. I forget where.
Is that the same church group that had last April?
I think this is like a new one. I don't know. Either way, it's October 7th. And if this doesn't go up tomorrow, then the world ended. So we're just wasting our time now.
Well, I remember, was it supposed to end in 2012 because of the Mayan calendar? And then someone actually, they said because the Mayan calendar didn't account for leap years, the world, their calendar ended like a year prior, like it ended back in 2010 or something like that by April. So, you know.
I know what, I don't even, the world is, according what we've gone through, like three or four of these now where the world was supposed to end and it kept going. The world's not going to end. It's fine. We're gonna
keep going. Unless I see the other dimension of like, was it Earth, not 616, whatever the other one is. In the Marvel Universe, when it comes through and it collides, like what's going on in Secret Wars, because I finally sat down and started reading that, which is actually really, really good. Secret Wars is, seeing how the Marvel Universe is ending is really, really good. Issue number 6 of 8 came out today, so maybe that's what I'll do while I'm holding up. I'll read about the end of the world.
You could also contemplate what all we're going to be playing during the fall, because we are at that point.
I can't do it because it just stresses me out, man.
Yes, folks. Today we're going to talk about what will suck up our lives this fall, or AKA what we'll play when we have 5 minutes of free time.
Oh, what I'm going to play when I have 5 minutes of free time is a Mortal Kombat card game. Hey, the Aaron Black card challenge is out, so I need Aaron Black in my deck.
Oh, man. Still going strong. Still going strong.
I am. My Sonya Blades are almost completely maxed out. Don't roll your eyes at me.
part of the casual gamer problem, Gary.
Oh, that hurts on the inside.
Does it? A little bit?
No, not really.
I didn't think so.
I kind of don't care. Whatever, man. I'm having fun. I just have to shield it from my kids, especially when I'm trying to get Aaron Black, because he does like a Russian roulette thing. Mm. We actually did tap it, because like he spins his revolver, the barrel, not the barrel, the, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So he spins it, and you have to tap it, and whatever it lands on is what he shoots. And there's like two or three death bullets. So if he shoots it, like that's it. And they do this full-on x-ray scene where your body just explodes from the inside out. It's like, oh, that's just lovely. And Gabe's like, what are you playing? I'm like, nothing. You don't need to see this. Go back to playing your Jurassic World thing. Hasn't your dinosaur not eaten another dinosaur today? Just go do that.
Well, then.
So that's what I'm doing when I'm avoiding thinking about the fall, because holy crap, this fall, I mean, it's already started for October. It officially, like, the big launches started today, because we got Rock Band 4, which I don't care about, but I know plenty of other people do, and Transformers Devastation came out yesterday, which so did review copies. So I didn't get a chance to play yesterday because that's how my day went. And I was in meeting. So I'm hoping to do that. And then we got Uncharted Nathan Drake Collection coming out on Friday. And then I think, and then like next week it's Dragon Quest Heroes. And then we got Assassin's Creed Syndicate and then Halo. And then they announced Darksiders 2 the Definitive Edition is going to release on October 27th, the same day as Halo. I'm like, that's smart. That won't get buried.
That's not going to get lost.
No. So, and that's just October. But I know November is the big one for lots of people because that's Fallout, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Star Wars Battlefront.
Which people are already playing the beta right now.
Yeah.
Watch that. Looked pretty fun, but looks like a Battlefront with... Although it was kind of fun. Funny, because like the streamers that I was watching, they'd be like, I just got looted! As Luke Skywalker drops in every once in a while and a player gets to use them. And then, you know, like Vader and Luke are just obscenely strong.
So oh, yeah.
They're all like, I just got looted! I got looted from the back! Like, oh god, it's gonna be it. We're just turning. I got Vader. We're now turning it into a verb. I got Vadered. Luke, turn that into a verb. It's just. It looks like a lot of fun, but I don't. From what I've seen so far, just off this the streams and the beta, they're all doing the snow level, and they're all trying to like take out the AT-AT. Like the rebels have to take out the AT-ATs and. Rebels just get spanked. I don't think I ever really saw a game where Rebels won. It was always
I can tell you why. Because this is the exact same thing that I played at E3. And I was on the Empire side and we won. And it's because the goals I think are easier for the Empire because all we have to do is run around and just kill as many rebels as possible and stop them from sending out the data uplinks to their, I forget what the name of the jets are, but you know what I'm talking about.
The Y-Wings.
The speeders. Are they the Y-Wings? I thought there was...
You have the snow speeders, and then you also have Y-Wings.
Okay.
The goal for the rebels is to send that up, get the Y-Wings in to start bombing the AT-ATs to remove their shields, and then people have to shoot the AT-ATs, and those AT-ATs take just freaking in it. They're just bullet sponges.
But so your goal is just to stop the rebels from going to their uplinks to let the Y-Wings and snow speeders know where the AT-ATs are coming in. That's much easier than, you know, trying to control all that. Because I mean, basically all I would, and so you have to have them split up because you got some people that are trying to work the uplinks and you got other people that are trying to fend off the Empire. But if you think about it though, just from the way that the movie goes, I mean, yeah, the Empire does have it easier. They succeeded, you know, the rebels fell. They had to flee.
Well, one person also said that apparently in the beta, you're capped off at like level 5 or something like that. So they're thinking that, you know, if you were to get higher level and better, you know, better weapons and stuff,
right,
like that, it may make it a little easier. But right now it's...
But again, this is a beta test. It's strictly a server test.
Yeah.
You know, EA doesn't want to have a server strain.
Oh, God bless companies for actually starting to test their shit in betas.
Right?
Same time.
Halo, they did their beta test over a year ago.
Yep.
And I haven't done one since. And Halo Master Chief Collection still has issues. I have so much faith. So much faith.
Capcom did it for Street Fighter V, so.
They actually did too, because their first one failed, which was the point of a beta test.
Yep.
And then they did another one. So.
Which was a little better. They're supposed to be like another one or two in the pipeline too, so.
Which is what companies, if you're going to have an online game, it's what you kind of need to do.
Get that net code sorted out. So, the list is just enormous. Carrie, let's keep this to like your top 3 or 4 games.
This is like Sophie's Choice, man.
Well, then make a list and just throw a dart and see what you get.
Oh, well, it's definitely Assassin's Creed Syndicate. And Halo 5. are definitely up there. Reading the last Halo book now. It actually involves the rest of the Blue Team. It's the first time I've really got to read with about Blue Team without Master Chief being somewhere in the background. And from who they talked about, who is the leader of Oni at the time, this takes place, this whole scenario takes place before Spartan Ops. So I'm going to say probably in the middle of Halo 4. So before Spartan Ops, in the middle of Halo 4, after the Kilo 5 trilogy, just trying to get the timeline down just because of who they said the leader of Oni was at the time. That actually is pretty crucial. But so, yeah, I mean, as much as I want it to be other things I'd like to play, like, I don't know, Dragon Age Inquisition, The Witcher 3, Final Fantasy 14, finish Mad Max would be great. But yeah, it's like I was saying in the Action Trip vidcast yesterday, is like the problem that the three of us have when we play, and you're not as bad as you used to be, but we're very much like, ooh, look, new shiny thing. Drop what we're doing and go. Must get the new thing right now.
Yeah, I you brought up Transformers, and yesterday I was like, okay, there's a bunch of new games coming out, and I already... like the one that I'm getting it this weekend because I'll need it to play, because I really, it's Disgaea 5. I mean, I'm gonna sink
a couple. Oh, but you're a huge Disgaea.
Yeah, I love that. But I, you know, I saw Transformers and I remember you saying how good it was, so I was like, okay. So I started looking at some of the reviews, and the basic complaints were like the campaign is like six, seven hours, and there's no, I mean, they have stuff to go back and get, but they're like, the combat is, I mean, you're gonna get kind of, it's great in short bursts, but the combat just isn't going to be there to keep you going. And I was like, huh.
Well, that's depressing. Well, you know, and I was excited, but you know, what I played at E3, like I played for about 30 minutes and they were like, Carrie, you have to put the controller down. I was like, make me! I still want to play some more, but like I said, it was just for 30 minutes. And they and I even told them, I was like, well, it's your fault you didn't put a timer on the demo. And I think they took that to heart, because at San Diego Comic-Con there was a timer on the demo. You got 15 minutes. I was like, god damn it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I haven't got a chance to play it yet. I'm very excited about this game. I mean, I love Platinum game stuff. I really do. But of course I can see how the combat can get.
Yeah, they were just, so I was like, well, I'll wait for that to drop in price and then I'll snag that one. So, but yeah.
Well, it's not $60. So.
What is it, like 40?
50.
Oh, well, I'll wait till it hits about 30.
But, you know, but I was, you know, when they said that the review copies were not going out until the day of release, that made me kind of nervous. And now seeing that reviews are already out, I'm like, how are reviews already out? Well, now you say that there's a 6-hour campaign. Well, okay, if I actually had time to play it yesterday, I bet I could have finished it yesterday or today.
But
yeah. Maybe I'll suck at it and it'll take me like 20.
Yeah.
Well, that breaks my heart, because I was hoping that would be, because like a typical Platinum game, I mean, now I think about it, see, Vanquish took me about 10, 12 hours. But Bayonetta took me, oh God, that took me well over 20.
Yeah, I think Bayonetta was so well done, though. I mean, the combat in that game was on just, it was great. And the reviews that I'm reading, they're like, yeah, you got all the stuff that you can upgrade, but really it all does with the same thing, so just choose your favorite weapon, level that up. You can go in and like search all the stages for all the little collectible stuff, but they're like, the combat gets such a chore that it's just kind of like, eh. But then there's like 50 challenge stages. It's like, there's some replay value definitely built in there, but
yeah, I have a feeling the problem is that it's a Platinum Games game, and the fact is you either like what they do or you hate it. There's
no real middle ground.
No, there really isn't, because I mean, people I talk to, like, well, did you like Bayonetta? Like, oh no, I hated that, offended me. Okay, well, did you like Vanquish? Like, no, Vanquish is fucking terrible. Like, so then I'll bring up, like, you know, the Wonderful 101, and they don't like that either. And Wonderful 101 wasn't one of my favorites either, and that was just because the Wii U gamepad, I had such a hard time drawing and getting my little minions to do the right thing. I had a very hard time with it. But you either But they have a very set way of how they do combat. You know, I even noticed in my time playing it that I noticed a lot of Bayonetta stuff in it. Like, if you do the perfect dodge, you know, it slows down time. I'm like, woohoo, witch time! But, you know, but I'm a Platinum Games fan, so that made me happy. It's just, and yes, they have the leaderboards. Yes, it's all about scores. Yes, like, you get ranked, because then they want you to do the higher difficulties and come back and get even higher ranks, because it's a Platinum Games game. That is what they do. And that kind of style is really big in Japan.
So, I mean, again, I definitely plan on getting it, because I mean, people are like, it's fun. It just, it's going to be a short game.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But, you know, and I'm feeling that we're going to see the same thing with, what's the other game that they're working on? Well, it's not airing it down because they're doing a whole bunch of shit. But the dragon game. Crap. Scalebound.
Oh.
I have a feeling that's going to be very similar. I mean, it's not their same style, because it's not the cel shaded. It's photorealism, which is usually not what they do. They did it with Vanquish, but I have a feeling it might be Vanquish with dragons, which, to be honest, that made me happy. Yeah. I loved Vanquish. I love dragons. Yay. I'm still waiting for my Vanquish sequel, because it ended on a cliffhanger. Of course, I guess I'm also going to wait for my Fuse sequel. That will never happen either, because that was amazing what Insomniac Games did. But anyway, kind of digressing there. So I guess that won't be sucking up my time this fall. I might finish that this weekend.
Yeah, got that one nailed.
Then they'll be on to Uncharted, because I ended up getting a review copy of that in a roundabout way. But point is, I still have it.
Uncharted, the Thieves End.
Nathan Drake collection. And I've never played the first one, so it'd be interesting. Of course, a lot of the reviews for it have been very best thing ever. Ah! But then I read one that gave it a 7 out of 10, which everyone was like, "Get ready for the death threats." And basically, what their point was, it's like, yes, it's beautiful, but some of the gameplay hasn't aged well, and that. I'm very curious, because I've never played the first one. I don't have that nostalgia, so I can't wait to get into that to see if it really hasn't aged well. So, anyway.
Yeah, I played like the first one or two. I don't know. Like, I enjoy.
I only played two or three. They're fun.
I mean, I enjoy them, but it's not like I've already played it, and there's nothing in me that's like I need to go back and replay that again. I don't know why. Like, it looks. I don't know. It's not, well, you know, it takes up my time.
But, you know, like, again, the thing with these, you know, remastered, you know, everything is different. Like, you know, like, you did get the Gears of War one, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you've already played it, you know, how many times? But you like Gears of War. So it's just, yeah. We all got our things, I guess.
All got our sticks. So what else? What else you got? One more. Give me.
Okay, so I said Assassin's Creed. I can't wait to beat people in the back of the knees with a cane. That's all I'm going to do. Cane smack. Tap into my inner.
What did you do last night, Carrie? Oh, I cane smacked about 500 people. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Did you do any part of the story? No. Got the achievement for cane smacking people, though.
Oh, there better be an achievement for cane smacking, and it better be get off my damn lawn. That'd be the best. That's right, Ubisoft, I'm up for hire. so I got that. We got Halo. Let's see, in November, trying to think about November. Because, like, yes, I pre-ordered Fallout 4, but at the same time, like, I don't know what I'll do about Fallout 4, because I've been told, like, oh, if you hated Skyrim, you're going to hate this, because it's a lot of the... It's the same type of open world style, but I think the thing is with Skyrim, I went into it expecting a certain thing and I didn't get it. But now if I go into this knowing that there is a story, but they want you to make your own at the same time, be a little better.
Yeah, there's also not a lot of, like, the thing that keeps Skyrim going is all the mods for it. So people keep adding content to that game, and it just you could spend, like people have, you know, thousands of hours just roaming the world and seeing what you can find. But Fallout's definitely much more. Yeah, you got that open worldness, and you can go around. But I mean, you could pretty much knock it out. And this is sound ridiculous, but you could probably knock it out in, you know, about 150, 200 hours. That's you know, going around exploring everything. But this one with our crafting, and now there are whole town building. Yeah, this is. I'm really curious on this one, how this one's going to play out, and just how much extra that adds into the whole, you know, gameplay. How many people I'm gonna have to bust caps into so I can get their caps. That's one that I'm looking forward to. I'm really looking forward to Fallout 4, but I've enjoyed the Fallout series, so.
So that's what's gonna suck up your life. Fallout 4 releases, we just won't see Chris again.
No, because I usually do it. Well, I mean, for the first week, I do it pretty hard, but then I'm just like, okay, an hour here, an hour there, do this, do that. It will really come down to seeing what they do with the city building and the whole crafting system, because, yeah, that could make, I mean, town building, come on, that's a lot of fun. Crafting your own weapons, that'd be kind of cool, because if you play, people that, you know, play Fallout, I mean, the weird shit that you can find, the combinations of weapons has already got me. Like, I could combine alien tech with human tech and make like radiation glowy bullets that shoot lasers when they impact. That'd be awesome.
That does sound pretty cool.
So that, I mean, yeah, it's going to be a lot of that. And how I probably won't get it right when it releases, because it's a Fallout game and it's Bethesda, and we all know that there's going to be a bunch of patches and there's going to be a lot of weird graphical glitches, because they can't kick out a game without having problems. So I'm waiting about the first week to see how it plays out before I snag it, because New Vegas was a train wreck when it first came out. So
yeah, but that was also a different developer.
So Fallout 3 had some issues too, but they got ironed out. I mean, they're pretty good. I mean, the Fallout games, usually within the first month, they're already patched up and pretty well good to go. So,
except that, you know that Skyrim on PS3 is still broken, right?
That's old gen is old, man.
I'm just saying, like, you know, it's still broken. Like when I, Emily and I talked about that, when she guested on the podcast, that she said she finally had to get, you know, break down and buy an Xbox 360 copy of the game because it was so broken. And so she went back to it just to see, you know, downloaded all the patches, and she's like, nope, it's still broken. So, yeah. Yeah. So it makes me kind of nervous knowing that, and knowing that I have pre-ordered Fallout for PS4, because maybe Bethesda doesn't know how to develop well for PlayStation, but the PS4 just seems to be like the better console this time around versus the PS3 and Xbox 360.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see in what, like a month and a half or so?
Yeah.
Oh, Fallout.
Yes, yeah, so I'm looking down the list, and I think Transformers Devastation was my third one, and that just killed it. So I guess I just got, you know, AC Syndicate and Halo, because like I am gonna play Tomb Raider, but I don't see that one sucking up my life, because I'm not I'm nervous about the story and where it's going just from what's happened in the comics. So that hasn't really grabbed me, and you know, I mean, I there's a possibility that I'm going to be asked to review it at work, because nobody wants it, and there's only like two of us that even have an Xbox One, so I have a feeling that will fall to me. But I don't see that being one where I'm like, I'm going to have to get all the collectibles and go hunt down every little thing and go through every single tomb, because I didn't do very many tombs in the first Tomb Raider because of all the timed platforming stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that didn't happen. I got to my first tomb that had a bunch of timed platform stuff. Like, okay, I'm done. This is all optional anyway. Fuck this. I'm out. I'm just going to go climb these rocks now.
Oh, good times.
Yeah. Do you got anything else besides Fallout and Disgaea?
Oh, Disgaea. I'm sorry. I purposely didn't buy it because I knew I'd be playing it and not working on my Windows like I should be doing. I really, I hit like Halo 5, but that's not really going to suck up a whole lot of time. I think of that more like a weekend kind of game. I'll buy it on, you know, a day and then just play it. Then maybe some friends and I will get together and we'll play it through on the harder difficulties, but it's not something that's really gonna, I'm not a big multiplayer person on that, so it's not like,
yeah, I'm not either, but you know, but I know that I will play it, you know, by myself and be like, oh my god, it's the best thing ever, and then I'll immediately start, you know, arranging co-op sessions.
So not really worried about that. You got Fallout 4. I'm actually going backwards. Mad Max, that's a game that I definitely want to sink some time into. So
me too.
This fall, that's a good time. That's a good time because I'll, you know, a lot of the work on the house will be all interior stuff, and a lot of it's like do some work and then wait around for stuff to dry and all that other jazz. So it'd be a good like go work on the house, come back, go fish people out of their cars and blow them up with the thunder booms or whatever the hell they're called.
Thunder poons.
So I'm looking forward to doing that, but really I'm going back to Elite Dangerous because I'm getting ready for Horizon. So
and Elite Dangerous is released on Xbox One today.
Yeah, they took down the entire galaxy to release that today. So I'm curious. I've read on forums that people were like, but it's all PC Master Race people. So you know how that goes. Everybody's like, I got my giant flight stick set up and I got my 18 monitors and that's how I play. And I'm like, okay, great.
But not everybody has all that stuff, you know?
Like, I still play Elite Dangerous on the PC, but I still play it with a controller. So fuck you, PC Master Race people. But I did see that Horizons was, they, on their pre-order thing, it was like for PC. And I was like, okay, so maybe that's not going to Xbox right away, you know?
Probably not, no.
Probably it takes a while because I don't know how much resources this is going to take, but supposedly you can go to a planet and land on it, so I gotta imagine that's gonna be a lot. So
well, I mean, good for Elite Dangerous because they're kind of filling in a void right now. And you know, if anyone's, you know, waiting for Star Citizen to never come out, at least there's Elite Dangerous.
Yeah, I started seeing all the Star Citizen stuff and I was like, well, good thing I'm into Elite Dangerous because I do feel bad for Ross because I know that he's probably dropped a lot of money on that and who knows what he's going to get in return if he gets anything at all. So
yeah, when we had our podcast yesterday, Udosh asked Vince how much money he dropped, which I immediately interrupted and said, that's rude. It's none of our business how much money he spent. And so Vince, he's like, well, it was in the 3 digits. I'm like, oh, wow. And Udall said one of his coworkers has dropped 4 digits.
Ho, ho. Ho.
Yeah.
They got to be sweating bullets right now because every time I turn around on Twitter, there's something new.
Well, it's like, new. And if anything of what The Escapist has is true, like from, I mean, Chris Roberts came out and said these were disgruntled employees. And I get that. That disgruntled employees might come out and say a whole bunch of shit. But then, you know, for them to go, you owe us an apology or we're going to sue you. I'm like, do you really want that? Are you ready for your financial records to be open? Because if there's anything true about you using the money to buy houses for people in your company, that's not good, man.
Yeah.
It just sounds like a complete mess.
Yeah. Well, you have Elite Dangerous, you got their Horizons expansion, which comes out, that'll be a winter thing, and yes, I will be enjoying the shit out of that.
And then No Man's Sky supposedly this year, sometime.
Hopefully. That game, and every time I see that, I'm just like, oh, I want you to take your time, get it developed, but I want that shit now. Have a beta, do something. If they're like, buy the collector's edition, get beta access, I will go sell a kidney if I have to.
You will do shut up and take my money?
I'll just throw my wallet at the damn screen. Yeah, that one's
another. So if that releases this fall, that's what will take up your time?
You know, from what I've seen of it, if it does actually release this fall, that will probably be one of those ones that you can just peace out. We won't have any podcast anymore. Chris won't be getting any work done in the house. So I will probably have to have like food and an IV just dripped into me so that way I can live.
Wow. It's a good thing you have cats and not a dog.
Oh, and the wife has a cat. So I have no obligations in this house anymore.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, man, we have a lot of good things coming up. I am kind of curious on Star Wars Battlefront. I mean, I get that it's just that they're just doing beta right now and all that. It does look fun. I do like the fact that it's very the music is so good. And that, but it does kind of pop up at really odd times based on that what I've seen online. But I would like to see more than, I think the beta is like one or two game modes.
Yeah, you know, I think so. Yeah,
the battle between the Empire and the Rebels, and then there was something else like a horde mode, something like that, or like stormtroopers just keep coming and they get harder and harder. So
okay,
I saw one person try that out last night, and I was like, I mean, the game looks crazy good, right? When the person was doing the horde mode type thing, I was like, wow, that looks like you're really in a canyon. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. So hopefully the game doesn't disappoint. If the beta is any indicator, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people playing it.
Yeah, because we're finally getting into some strategy guide season as well. Like, I sent off my big request yesterday for October. So like, we're going to get Tales of Zestiria.
Oh, snap.
Yep, that's coming. You're reviewing that one. And then let's see what else. Of course, Assassin's Creed Syndicate, Halo, and Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes. Okay. Wish I've bought another stupid 3DS just for that game, because I have a problem.
You know what? Maybe next year, like at the first of the year, our very first podcast should be an intervention podcast between the two of us. We can talk about our addictions.
I'll have my both of my Zelda 3DSs side by side. Here's the Zelda 3DS XL I got with I can't think of it. The spiritual successor to Link to the Past.
Oh,
Link Between Worlds.
Yeah, Link Between Worlds.
Okay, so I got that one, and now got this one for, it's the new 3DS. That's confused with the old 3DS. So it's a new to me 3DS, and it's a new 3DS. That's not confusing at all, Nintendo. And for Triforce Heroes. So now I'll be able to play Xenoblade Chronicles on 3D.
Oh, yeah.
Because I never played it on Wii. So, yeah.
It is a long game.
I don't need money.
It just buys food. Doesn't really matter.
The only people really need to eat around here are the kids. I can just give them cereal and they're happy.
Well, there you go. Exactly. All right, Carrie. What have you been playing currently?
And like I said, I have not been playing what I want to, which is Transformers Devastation, because, my God, yesterday just kind of sucked. The other thing I have been playing is LEGO Dimensions, which my review for that is already up. I like the game, but the game makes me sad at the same time. So,
did LEGO ever confirm that you had to actually buy the other packs in order to get like a platinum?
They did not, but in looking in the platinum trophies a little more carefully, it does not appear that you have to. Now you may need to. You may need to get a few packs to get them, because like the trophy for, like, for example, the mini kits, it's mm-hmm. if you have to just collect 30 of them. Well, I've only collected like 4 so far because of the different characters that you need to unlock the areas. Mm. So, but there's not one for red bricks, and the red bricks can only be found in the expansion hub worlds. So at least they're not making you do that to get the platinum. Now there's one trophy I don't know if I'll ever get regardless, just because you have to complete the portal level in 25 minutes. And I guess that would be like, you know exactly what the puzzles are. You know exactly what you are doing. You're not waiting around for anything to happen. You're just going, going, going. So not, you know, breaking everything to get the coins. Because, yeah.
Stunaholic.
Well, yeah, that's how you buy stuff. Although I really don't know what I'm saving my money for because I don't got characters to buy with it. It's usually where all the money goes, but that's what you have to use to upgrade vehicles.
All fun.
Yeah, it's like I upgraded the Batmobile to level 2, so now it can shoot things, it has a grappling hook. But I can't upgrade it to level 3 even though I have the money for it because you have to you also use the gold bricks to buy the upgrades.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Wow, okay then.
Yeah.
replay value.
Yeah. And I mean, that's one thing I can say about it. I mean, with the price tag, there better be some damn replay value, and there really is. But at the same time, like when I add up, like if I bought like all like the like for example, like for Skylanders trap team, if I got all the traps and I got, you know, one of each type of element of the trap master, so I could get through of everything, that's still cheaper than buying all of the Lego sets that you need to unlock every little feature in the game. Because there's so many I'll never get. Like, there's a lot of areas that you'll get to, and it's like, you need this. You need a character who can do this. And then you can look through, and it shows you a list of characters that can do it, or vehicle upgrades. But there are some that they are franchise-specific, which are Ninjago and Legends of Chima, which should not be surprising because that's Lego's own brands. Mm. So you have to get a Chima or a Ninjago character to unlock those certain things. And there's one that you have to have a Doctor Who character. Well, fuck Doctor Who. I'm not a fan of Doctor Who. That Doctor Who level, I was like, I have no idea what the fuck just happened in this entire level. Talk to a friend who... He's not a huge fan of Doctor Who, but he has watched Doctor Who. I described to him what was going on. He's like, oh, this and this and this was going, this and this and this happened, and that's what happened. I'm like, yeah, I still don't understand. I think I had to be high. He goes, yeah, that's like every episode of Doctor Who. I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah, my wife watches it, and I turn around, I look at it, and I'm just like, nope.
Yeah, apparently one of the aspects of levels that they used was from a very popular episode that everyone just loves called Blink. And I was like, oh, okay. All I know is that scary angel statues were chasing me. And it was like, my God, did I just step into a Stephen King novel? I mean, what the hell? I said, and then suddenly I was in this room full of like squid monsters yelling exterminate. And he's like, oh, the Dalek. I'm like, oh, okay. I went from, like, you know, a horror scene with these angel statues to squid monsters.
Squid monsters.
Who they then, you know, called Doctor Who, and he came out and was like, chip, chip, cheerio, like, how are you guys? And then they all, like, curse you, Doctor Who, and he went away, and, like, I don't know what just happened here. I really think I needed to be high.
Oh, brother.
I mean, at one point, like, even Batman says, like, he even makes a comment, and he's like, people don't understand what goes on in my storylines.
Oh.
Although all the portal scenes are fantastic. Every single one of them. Like, GLaDOS is freaking hilarious. And, like, there's one video I need to upload where, like, you actually do summon in one of those Dalek from Doctor Who, and he all of a sudden goes, exterminate, exterminate, and shoots up all the turrets, and GLaDOS comes over, and she goes, what was that? He just came in all exterminate, and then things went explodey. I think I like his attitude.
Oh.
And when you do the portal expansion, and like you have to use Chell as the main character in that, because you actually do have to use the portal gun to get through it. And of course, it's like a very, very, very easy set of portal levels because, you know, they have kids in mind. Plus, you know, you can bring the companion cube wherever you want. So that makes life so much easier than trying to figure out how to, you know, make a companion cube drop through areas. But and you can ride a turret. You can ride a turret and have it shoot things. So a lot of things, you know, make it a lot easier. But like when you first start in, like GLaDOS, he's like, what are you doing here? I sent you away. I gave you a friend. Why can't you leave me alone?
Oh, Lego games. You're good for a laugh.
Yes. And that is one thing this is very good for. There's a lot of stuff in there that's funny. It's just the price tag's very high.
Yeah. Christmas. Bet you a lot of people get it for Christmas. You know, I've also only seen it for like Wii U and the 360. I've not seen it anywhere for PS4 yet.
Maybe people have been buying it off the shelves.
It's like, holy. I mean, when I went to Target yesterday, there was two copies, and one was for the 360 and one was for the Wii U. And I was like, I even walked over to the PS4 and was like, okay, nothing really. Okay, I guess this shit's like, but they had all the sets, although they didn't have the DeLorean, so that made me sad.
Yeah, I think the only three level packs that are out, hold on a second, let me look at my handy little review guide. It actually has when everything is releasing, which is kind of nice, is why I've kept it. So the level packs that are out are Back to the Future, The Simpsons, and Portal. And then for the team packs, there's Scooby-Doo, The Jurassic World, which I want that stupid pack. And then you got the fun packs, which is just one character, which is $15. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, sorry, one character in a vehicle. So you got Wonder Woman, Cyborg, Gollum, Gimli, Legolas, Emmett, Bad Cop, Benny, Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz. Like, seriously, Wizard of Oz. I do not want a goddamn thing from The Wizard of Oz. Three Ninjago characters and three Chima characters.
I have not seen Benny either. I've seen Bad Cop, and
I want Bad Cop and Benny. I want Bad Cop, Benny, and Wonder Woman. I think that's it. Like, I'm not. I have no interest in The Simpsons. I really don't. Even though that level was fun.
I heard that that level doesn't, like, they didn't get the rights for the actual theme song, so like hearing a reimagined version of their theme song is a little hard to take if you've been a Simpsons fan.
Yeah, it felt weird, but you know, the Ghostbusters level though, I mean, they actually used the real music from Ghostbusters, and it's kind of weird when you suddenly, it switches because it'll go through the different soundtrack in the movie, and so it's like, you know, like the Statue of Liberty starts walking through, and then you hear who was that singer, you know, Higher by, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But of course, like all of the dialogue you hear is all clips from the movie because they actually have, you know, Harold Ramis talking. So it's just clips from the movie because, well, he's kind of dead. Although I do think Ernie Hudson and Peter Venkman, Bill Murray did voice some of it, but I don't know about Dan Aykroyd. But obviously Harold Ramis, they had to kind of pipe some of that in.
Yeah.
Which, of course, I'll be getting the Ghostbusters pack when that release, because seriously, it's Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I want this game even more now. I just want to play it.
It's in a box. I just got to get off my ass and ship it.
You could have done that while you were at Starbucks sitting in line. Anything else, Carrie? You been playing anything else?
This is for you. Just for you. Not for my readers. For you.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah. So this is why Mocha is my only friend.
Fine. I'll give you what I've been playing so we can end this because I want lunch.
I want lunch too. I don't want beer, just lunch.
I probably shouldn't have a beer. Seems I'm using power tools at the moment, but whatever. Safety first. So I've been playing more Destiny, obviously. I'm just grinding away. Played that with my brother. Like I mentioned earlier, back into Elite Dangerous. Spent way more time in that than I should have this past weekend. But, you know, those rocks ain't going to mine themselves. So I had to go do that. And then Paradox had a big sale on Steam this weekend. And City Skylines was on sale. I even picked up the first expansion for Pillars of Eternity. So I got to start playing that too. But I picked up City Skylines.
Yeah, Pillars of Eternity. Okay.
So.
Too many big games, man.
Too many 40 plus hour games. They're all good though. I'll get around to them eventually. So picked up City Skylines. I did not pick up the After Dark or whatever it was. I just picked up the base game. Man. I forgot just how much fun it is to start off with like a little shit town and then just watch it grow and grow and grow into a sprawling metropolis. And I really like the fact that you can zoom in pretty mm-hmm. far down in there and actually see all the things. It's funny at night, everyone, you'll see like the cops driving around with their sirens and their lights going. I was like, oh, that's cool. I saw my first building burn to the ground and watched like two fire trucks get up to it. And like the little firemen are out there with their hoses. It's like, that's pretty awesome. So, yeah, this is, I've restarted my city. I think I'm on my third city now, because the first time I was like, okay.
So it takes a while to not create something that just drains you dry the first 5 minutes.
And there's so much stuff, like, you know, trying to figure out how the power grid works and how the sewer lines work. And then,
because that's not obvious at all how that works.
So, you know, the first city was like, okay, let's figure out what all this shit does. But then, like, you run out of money within the first year, and you're like, so I'm never going to find out how I get an ambulance or how I put in schools. Okay. So started the next city, made that one a little bit better, actually started, you know, laying stuff out and planning it. But I was still learning how their grid system works. Like, so when you're dragging a road, it creates the zones.
Mm-hmm.
That you can actually use. And I was like, well, how? Oh, there's like these lines in here. So that's how you create like an actual grid. Oh, okay. I get it now. But then like the roads don't always, you don't get nice intersections. Sometimes it's like a road will, looks like it dead ends at an intersection and the next road continues on. I'm like, what the fuck? Took me a while to find the goddamn bulldozer, which was clearly, plainly obvious. It was in the bottom right hand corner. It was like, oh, that's where the bulldozer is. Cool. Now I don't have to keep right clicking to destroy stuff. So I'm on my third city is going much better now. I've got my little zones worked out, so all the industry can sit over by the garbage dumps. That way all that mess can stay in one corner. I got like a really great city on this third one. Like, I have this river that comes through and makes this U so I can get my water from one section and pump the sewage out on the other side. I was like, great.
Nice.
I was like, that is badass.
That was my mistake, was that I accidentally put the sewage like on the other side. So yeah.
You killed all your people with poo water.
Yeah, they were complaining about the water. I was like, God, you guys are bitching. You have water. Oh. I wasn't watching with the direction of the river where it went. Okay. Yeah, and I get it.
Even if you put it on the opposite end, so that way the water, you know, you're pumping in fresh water, the sewage will actually kind of cloud out a little bit. So you gotta make sure you put it. So that's why when I got on this one, I was like, oh, this is badass, because the water flows in that direction. I'll just pump it here and drain it out there. We're all good.
Yeah, I think like they kept saying I didn't have power to the sewage plant. I'm like, how do I get power there? Like, just for some reason where I had put it, the power lines couldn't go there. And it just, I don't know, placing the power lines was also not very obvious on how to do it, like the restrictions for that.
Yeah. And like, yeah, I ended up running mine, just I put up a wind farm in one corner and then just ran power lines down the obviously on the side of the wall that I'm not gonna be able to build past.
That makes sense. Yeah,
so then I just did that, and then I think I ran one up to the first like residential area, and then that just kind of sprawls it out.
Yeah,
so I was like, okay, that's cool.
It's a lot of from my experience, my brief experience with another game I wish I had more time to play. Because that one is a time sink. It takes like a long time just to find. And I remember it was that way, but the first time I played SimCity, takes a long time to get your groove on. Because you first start playing, it's like you just start laying out stuff. Like, oh, look at my big city. Oh crap! Now we're all out of money, and everyone's leaving. Start over.
Yeah, this one's definitely a lot of fun. I think I started playing. It was like Saturday morning or something like that. It's like, I'm just going to go. I've been sitting on this for a while. So it was like Saturday morning. I started playing it. And before I knew it, the sun was already down and my wife was going to bed. And I was like, oh, okay. Guess I just lost all of Saturday. But my sprawling metropolis.
Wow.
It's, there's a lot of planning that goes on there, because you start out so small, and then you have to keep in mind that eventually you're going to start building freeways and on ramps and off ramps to get people around. It's just like, okay, so I'm glad that I've been like, you know, one city, great, learn some of the basics, destroy that city, start a new one, This one I kind of like just because of how the river is, and it's given me places to like build bridges and sprawl out to. But at the same point, I'm like, I did not plan this properly for when I had to start putting in freeways.
So you're saying that you don't want to become a civil engineer?
No. This is, I don't want to be a mayor either. Their little fucking Tweety bird thing, man. Oh, there are times I just want to punch that fucking bird. It's like, I don't need
just to, like Twitter in real life.
Just like Twitter in real life. It's nothing. At first, it's great because everyone's like, oh, new town, yay, let's live here. And then the problems start rolling, and you're like, no, fuck you. Just go away. Get off
we
the
internet.
We want
clean water. Man, you're so needy. You need clean water and schools and shit.
Freaking get off the internet and go do something productive for humanity. Anyway.
Why don't you guys do a Kickstarter for a school? Come on. Or GoFundMe. So now that would be more realistic. That you'd add in the GoFundMe and Patreon for services.
Oh, God. Yeah, we should end right there. Take us home, Carrie.
Well, we don't have a GoFundMe or a Patreon.
But if you're willing to donate, we will set one up.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll always take your money, but I just don't have one set up because, I just can't beg. I'm not very good at it. Because we do have the Extra Life thing going on. And I think as Chris talked about this on his Facebook page that, neither one of us have gotten like a ton of donations. And I think it's mainly because it seems like everybody has their hand out right now. Just because there's so many GoFundMes and Patreons and Kickstarters and, you know, things like that. And like, I have a lot of friends who are having a bunch of health problems as well. So they have GoFundMes for that. And, you know, I've been doing what I can. So, you know, you hear like one more fundraiser for something. It's just kind of hard to, you know, put out more money, especially like I just told people like, hey, my kid's selling popcorn for Cub Scouts. Go buy some popcorn. Oh yeah. And then give me money for this. And then we have this. And now he's raising money for Jump Rope for Heart. Yeah, I get it. But I mean, regardless, we're still going to do the Extra Life. Chris has a great giveaway going on right now. Like if you donate, was it $25?
Yeah.
You're putting it running for a photo.
Yeah. Well, last year or 2 years ago, I changed it up. So it's four photos in total. We work together. You give me like, we work together, get an idea of what happened, like the toy shot that's supposed to happen. I make that toy photo happen, give you some proofs. You figure out which one you like. Then that photo becomes a limited edition. Only four prints of it ever get made. One for you, three that go to the children's hospital. And then last year I started doing the thing where I actually buy the toy, like the toys that were in that photo. So I buy like, it's usually like three stormtroopers. Sometimes it's three little Lego minifigures. Buy those, include them with the print. And so far I've done this 3 years now. This will be my fourth. And every year the person that always wins turns around and is like, I'm glad that I won, but I don't want my copy. Just give it to the children at the hospital. So,
aww. So
if you donate $25, you're entered into that. And then it's just, I use random.org, assign everybody a number.
Right. Yeah.
Pull that and then do it.
So. Well, in my giveaway, kind of what I have is that whoever donates $25, you also get put into a pool of, you get a strategy guide of your choice. The only thing I ask is no collector's editions. But you can ask for one, you won't get it. You'll just get the regular. And you know, with all the stuff that's coming out this fall, there's plenty to choose from. I had two entries over the last 2 years. So one person's won every single time. But you know, hey, any little donation counts. And if you want to tell me what to play, I do have on my page a list of games that I'm considering playing. No, I'm not going to go buy a new game for this. But if you want to tell me what to play, like, this is your chance to make me play Destiny. All you have to do is donate $5 and tell me in the comment that I have to play Destiny for your donation. So they'll be we'll be doing so. We have all that. But I totally understand if you're tapped out, tired of people asking you money, you know. But you know, we're still going to do this anyway. So if you want more info, like on our team, what we're doing, on the main strategyguidereviews.com page, there is a sidebar that has like a little thermometer with how much money we've raised. You just click on that and you can find all of our information. But in the meantime, you can leave us a comment on this post with anything that you would like us to talk about. You can also email me at strategyguidereviews@gmail.com. You can follow each of us on Twitter. Chris is at Starvin. I am at Crunchy Chocobo. And the site is at Strategy Reviews. And we ask that you keep on reading SGR.
And with that, we are out. Peace.